Around 200 athletes are in the process of applying for visas after the 2018 Commonwealth Games, far exceeding the 45 of the 2006 Games. Many of the athletes are attempting to apply for refugee status to begin a new life or escape from persecution. But this continues to highlight some of Australia's problems in the way we process and accept refugees on a policy and personal level. The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair asked David Mann, Executive Director of the Refugee Legal Centre, to explain the criteria that athletes need to abide by.
The criteria are that they have a well-founded fear of being persecuted in their homeland on the basis of one of five reasons, that is their race, their religion, their nationality, membership of a particular social group, or their political opinion. So the essence of it really is that they have a real risk, or that is, there's a real chance that they would suffer serious human rights abuse, serious harm in their home country.
Some athletes from the recent Commonwealth Games have sought asylum in Australia. What is their fate likely to be?
Every day of the week, thousands of people come to our country each year on a visa and then apply for protection as a refugee. And it's the same process for everyone. People have to apply under the normal legal process. And it's through that process a decision is made.
Are they more likely to be accepted over those refugees that are still being held on Manus?
It'll depend on each individual claim as to whether they meet the criteria. But what I can say is that just because they're athletes doesn't mean they don't have fears for their safety. It doesn't mean that they're not at risk. And there is, in fact, a long-standing history of athletes seeking asylum and being granted protection as refugees, both in Australia and overseas, in international tournaments, including Olympics and Commonwealth Games, etc.
Does Australia have a vested interest in taking on athletes, with some of the 2018 athletes being refugees from the 2006 Games?
There were quite a number of athletes that did seek asylum during the 2006 Melbourne Commonwealth Games, and in fact, at my agency, we represented many of those people in their claims, and most were successful. And in fact, some of them have gone on, as you say, to compete for Australia in subsequent games, including these games, the 2018 games. But really, the question for athletes now who are applying is not whether Australia would benefit from them being granted stay to then compete for Australia in the future. It really is not a question of that. Rather, a question, in a way, a very well-defined question about whether they meet the legal criteria for refugee status.
In your opinion, does the Australian government lack compassion in regards to the intake of refugees?
I certainly think that our country in many ways has departed radically from international standards in terms of protection of refugees. I think the whole question of generosity has different elements to it. So one question might be, well, are we too harsh toward people seeking asylum? And I think that there's no doubt that the whole sort of suite of policies toward asylum seekers coming to Australia, especially by boat, but also those that come by plane on valid visas, represents Western world's worst practice in many ways, because definite detention, temporary protection visas, which leave people in a sort of an endless cycle of uncertainty, turning back boats, that is asylum seekers fearing for their lives, turning them back to situations which may well compound the precarious and dangerous situation they are in, sending them to human warehousing on Nauru and Manus Island. Also now, more recently, the government announcing that many thousands of people going through the process in Australia will have their income, housing and torture trauma counselling stripped from them when they're at their most vulnerable. It's those kind of policies which really, I think, represent serious departure from our obligations to properly and fairly treat and humanely treat people fleeing from persecution and seeking safety. But I think in a broader sense, the question is whether this is part of our country's history. And I think there is a whole other story there, and that is a different one of a driving spirit of generosity within the Australian community. I actually don't think Australia is divided on the principle of supporting refugees. And in fact, I think there is a strong, and one of the golden threads of modern Australian history has been a driving generosity spirit toward taking refugees in from overseas. We've resettled over 800,000 refugees and humanitarian entrants since the Second World War, and it has been an overwhelming success. The real question here is, can we take more refugees in? Should we and can we? Well, we certainly should, given the global crisis and the huge need for tens of millions of people to be brought to safety. We have every capacity to take in more.
That story was by Rebecca St. Clair.